A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Kuf Dalet, Zvachim 104a. Pagination is 207. We'll start at the bottom of the page, three lines from the bottom. Masnisin at the new Mishnah. Our Mishnah is discussing certain animals that are processed as karbanos and are going to be burnt, not on the Mizbeach, but as part of the directive of how to process this carbon, it was burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash complex, outside of Yerushalayim. It would be carried out on poles by the Kohanim, and they would bring it until they got to the point where it was meant to be burnt. That is an example of certain karbanos, which that's the correct way to process them. And the Pasuk tells us that the garments that they are wearing at the time become tameh and have to be immersed in a mikvah. Examples of such karbanos include a special karban that the Kohen Mashiach would bring, the special karban of Yom Kippur that the Kohen Gadol would bring, and examples include parim, bulls, and se'irim, he-goats. And that's the correct way of processing them. In contrast, there are karbanos that went bad. They became tamei somehow during the procedures. And those are going to get burnt as well. But their burning is not an avoda, so to speak. It's not an act of service. It's the correct procedure. But it's not like part of the carbon the way it was intended to be brought. And there's a big difference, a bit counterintuitive here. But when it's being burnt because something went wrong, it is going to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash complex. Whereas, if it's something that's meant to be nisraf bachutz, burnt on the outside as part of its procedure, then indeed it's going to be burnt outside of the Beis HaMikdash complex. The Mishnah tells us, parim hanisrafim usirim hanisrafim, the bulls that are burnt, they're meant to be burnt, and the he-goats that are meant to be burnt, bizman shem nisrafim kimitzvason, if they're being burnt correctly, everything went right, and you're doing what you're supposed to do, nisrafim beves hadoshen, they're burnt in this place called the place of the ash, umitamim begodim, and the procedure will cause tumah on the garments of the kohanim involved in the procedure. Vim einam nisrafim kimitzvason, but if they're not being burnt correctly, nisrafim beves habira, they're going to be burnt in the Beis HaMikdash complex, ve'einam mitamim begadim, and they're not going to make the garments tamei, because you're not doing that section in the Torah right now, which says that they'll become tamei. You're burning it because it went bad. On to Amud Beis at the top. Hayusovlim oso bemotos. If they were carrying them on the poles, the word sovil means to bear a burden. A sabol is a porter. A savlon is a patient person who can bear the burden, the stress of what's going on. So, hayu sovlim osobamotos, they're carrying it, they're bearing its weight through these poles. So, we want to identify at exactly what point, what moment, they become tamei. Yotzo harishonim chutz l'chomas huazara, the first people, the people leading in the procedure, leave the walls of the azara, of the courtyard, v'acharonim lo yotzu, but the back people have not yet left. And then, I guess, they switched who's going to be carrying. Some other people came to substitute. We want to know, are they tamei yet? Harishonim mitamim begadim. The first ones who left the Azara are already with tamei begodim, v'acharonim einam mitamim begodim ad sheyetzu. But the second ones that have not yet left, they're not going to be tamei until they leave the azara. Yatzu eleve elu mitamim begodim. Once they both leave the azara, they're going to have their garments tamei. Rabbi Shimon omer einam mitamim asher yatzu sa'ur beruban. Rabbi Shimon says the tumah does not occur until they light it on fire and it catches. At that time, the tumah occurs. Nitach habasar ein asorif mitamei begodim. Once the flesh is decomposed, is properly charred, so then anybody who works on it moving forward is not going to become tamei with their begodim, according to Reb Shimon. Whereas the Chachamim hold that you need more than that. You need that it actually becomes ash. And at that point, the person working with it would indeed not become tamei. The Rambam in Hilchos Parah Aduma, Perek Hei Halacha Dalid, in talking about the Parah, digresses and says, V'lo ha-parah bilvad, not just the Parah Aduma, ela kol ha-chataos ha-nisrafos, but all of the chataos that are meant to be burnt, min ha-parim u-min ha-si'irim, bulls and goats, ha-sorfa mitame begodem, the one who burns them is going to have his garments become tamei, b'sha'asirei faso, while he's burning them, ad she'yaso efer, until it becomes ash. So that's the Chachamim, not as Reb Shimon described, just nitach is already change of status in the thing, and moving forward it won't be metame. The Chachamim require it actually become ash. And in Halacha Hey, the Rambam says, also like the Chachamim, me'emasai metame begodim, and what's the starting point that their garments will become tame? Mishayatsu b'em chotz l'chomas ho'azorah, when they have left the walls of the Azara, at that point, as they're carrying it on the poles, they will become tamei in their garments. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.